with the help of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Turn with me, if you will, to Acts, the 7th chapter. Chapter 7 of Acts. Seems like the Lord has been leading in a way of the cross. In this chapter, we're going to read about Stephen and his last sermon. Stephen was preaching to the same people who accused Christ. They were accusing him of speaking blasphemy, talking against the things that had passed in the Old Testament, saying that he was the King of Kings. Stephen was telling them about the Old Testament, speaking about them, about what was going on back then, about Moses bringing the people out, about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all these things. And you know, all it was doing was building up anger in these people. You know, when the truth comes and hits you, you want to get it behind you. You don't want to hear it. You want to close your ears up. We have to look at the responsibility we have before God. Each and every one of us are responsible for the death of Jesus Christ. We were all sinners. We helped pound the nails in his hands. We helped pound the nails in his feet. We were all sinners. We accept that responsibility. We don't blame the Romans. We don't blame the Jews. We don't blame this one or that one. We blame ourselves. We sent him to die on the cross. And he went willingly. Why? Because he loved us. When his father told him he was going to the cross, he didn't say, "Not me. They're the sinners, I'm not." No. He took that upon himself. And then on the cross, what did he say? "Father, forgive them. Forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." Yes. He forgave them. He forgave us all. Now we read in the 51st verse of chapter 7. Stephen was speaking to them. Because they didn't want to hear anything. He said, "Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. As your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the laws by the dispensation of angels and have not kept it. It was ordained to them." The laws were given to them. But they went about doing what they wanted to do. And when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. And they gnashed on him with their teeth. Got so mad. Ooh, I just want to grab him and I want to punch him and I want to kill him. Yes. Deeply affected by what he was saying. When somebody says something to you that strikes you the wrong way, you get upset. You get afflicted. But maybe it's the truth. And what do they say about the truth? It hurts. It hurts. If something is said to you, that is the truth. Accept it. Accept it and ask God to forgive you for it. Don't go and do what a lot of these people do out there, and as soon as they hear something unpleasing to them, they take offense, even going as far as beating someone or killing them. This is not up to us. Accept the responsibilities that we have. But these people weren't willing to do that. No. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart and gnashed on him with their teeth. Ooh, just so angry at what he was saying. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. He had this assurance, no matter what's going to happen to me today, Lord, I'm going to tell it like it is. Praise God. We have to tell it like it is. God wants none to perish. If we don't listen, it's our responsibility. He's telling it like it is. And he said in the 56th verse, "Behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of God, the Son of Man, standing on the right hand of God." Then they cried out with loud voices, stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord. All together, they just rushed him. They were so angry. How can this man say he's seeing Christ up there and the heavens opening? Well, I think Peter knew what was going to happen anyhow. But he told them exactly what God gave him. And now that they had it, what were they going to do about it? Were they going to listen? Or were they going to rebel? In the 57th verse, it says, "Then they cried out with loud voices and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the young man's feet, whose name was Saul." Saul. He was one of the biggest persecutors of the Jews at that time. But he was blind too. He thought he was doing the will of God by persecuting the Jews, by persecuting the Christians, sending them to lions' dens, putting them on crosses, executing them all. Truly, he was blind. And he didn't see until our Lord opened his eyes. But he blinded him first on the way to Damascus. A light shined and he couldn't see. He couldn't see. But later, that light opened his eyes and he understood. Right now, he was happy seeing what was going on. And the people were so proud of him, they were actually throwing their robes at him and stuff because he was such a special man. He was here. We want to show him that what we're going to do, we're going to cast this guy out and we're going to stone him and we're going to, yeah, sure. You're big people. You're in a crowd. You're going to condemn a man for speaking the truth. 59th verse says, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. He wasn't afraid to go. He knew what was going to happen. He felt it. But he wasn't afraid. And I believe, even as he took those stones against him, that God didn't let him feel the pain of the stones hitting him. I believe that God spared him from this. And he said he saw him in all his glory. Praise God. What a beautiful sight that must have been. I want to see my Lord like this. Someday to see him face to face. Face to face. You feel his presence. We feel his presence. But just to think, to see him. Just to see him. What would we do? Would we shout out? Would we glorify him? Would we fall on our knees? Wouldn't we be able to speak? What would we do? But praise God. Such a glory to say that we're going to see him someday. What an assurance to know that we have this hope. And Stephen was trying to explain to them and tell them. How many of the apostles, each one, in one way or another, was crucified, bludgeoned to death, stoned, every way imaginable. The only one I think that was spared was John. He was put in boiling oil. Boiling oil. God spared his life. But then he was sent to the Isle of Patmos, where he spent the rest of his life. But he died of natural causes. But how many of the saints died speaking up for the word of God? And how many people are out there now? People that are trying to, oh God, have mercy, trying to do something to help these ones that don't know him. Thank God for these missionaries that go out. And some are still being tortured in Iran, in Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, all these places, Korea, for the things of God. They're persecuted, put in jail and killed. But yet they go. And I pray for these people. It's a work that cannot be stopped. No matter how they stop it, try to stop it, you can't. This is God's work. It's his plan. And if he says go, you go. And if he says stop, you stop. Dear ones, The work of God will go on no matter what anybody says or anybody does. These people tried to stop it. They stoned Stephen, but that didn't stop the work. The work went on through the biggest persecutor of the Christians, Paul. Paul went on. Dear ones, thank God we are not persecuted. We're free to come and go, come to this church and worship his holy name. We aren't persecuted. But yet sometimes you feel like it's so hard to come to church. Dear ones, make it an effort. Come to the house of God. This is his work. Let us do the parts that we have. Whether it's in music, whether it's in testimony, whether it's in your prayers, whether it's in the cleaning of the church, whatever it might be, the maintenance of the church, whatever it is, do your part. Whatever God gives you to do, do it. The work of God will go on. He says that he'll even let the rocks cry out. So let's be better than the rocks. Let us cry out. Let us cry out. Let us tell people about the love of God. We've heard testimony this morning about opportunities to talk to people about the Lord. When you have that small opportunity, take it. Whether it's one word or two words. But these are words that God's going to put on this person's heart. It's our obligation. The Lord wants none to perish. Thank God that we know him as our personal saviors. If there's anybody that doesn't, the Lord Jesus Christ is here this morning to hear you. Open your heart to him this morning. Ask him to come into your heart. Accept him as your precious and holy Savior. Thank God for his word this morning. Thank God for his help in our daily lives. He loves you, dear ones. He loves you with all his heart. In the name of the Lord be praised.